Bitcoin was used to pay for a real service. It cost a user 10,000 bitcoins to get two pizzas. Now,
yes.
That is worth
$70 million,
right? I mean, $35 million per pizza. I wonder if that man really wishes he'd cooked at home. Cash is backed by theoretically gold or the government's ability to pay debt. Where do all these insane values come from in Bitcoin?
What's backing a Bitcoin? Like any commodity, it has value because of two simple characteristics. It is useful and it is scarce, meaning that there is not an infinite supply of it. It is useful because I can use it to transfer value to Malaysia on a Sunday without anybody interfering with that transmission. And it's finite because there's only ever going to be about 21 million Bitcoin. Those two things make it valuable. Not that it's backed by a government, because it isn't.
You know, there have been many...
In that way, it's kind of like gold.
There have been many cases of Bitcoin theft. With this latest BTCE's case, we have a suspect accused of stealing tens of millions of dollars worth of bitcoins. Is it not really safe to keep your investments in it? I mean, considering that the hype about its rising value surely attracts hackers like flies to honey.
Bitcoin has that problem. I mean, it's really hard to store your bitcoin securely. It is a really hard problem that has not been solved. Some of the best solutions involved specialized hardware that you keep on your wrist. Some other solutions involve opening up a laptop and taking out the Wi-Fi circuits, making sure it cannot ever connect to the internet and so be infiltrated from the outside. This is hard today, but it is going to become usable. These are really hard problems, and everybody in this community knows that whomever solves it first is going to become really rich, as in insanely rich. And so there's a lot of money being thrown at this
that's
problem.
That's a good incentive to stick to the Bitcoin business.
Isn't it?
But you know what? It's not just the hackers that have a problem. There was a famous case of a wire editor forgetting the PIN code from his Bitcoin wallet and using hackers and even a hypnotist to retrieve it. I know it sounds funny, but isn't it a little harsh on people? I mean, how can it so easy to lose access to something you own? That can't happen to my wallet or bank account.
Well, it absolutely can happen to your bank account. Ask the people on Cyprus when their bank savings were confiscated to bail out the government's bank. Ask any people in, say, Argentina, or for that matter, any person in South America, how safe their bank holdings are. They're not.
Okay, maybe it wasn't a good example, but the whole bank business is still really tied to whatever crisis is going in the country. But you're saying the advantage of Bitcoin is that it is not tied to anything that's going around it in the world, right? So how come it's so easy to lose access to it? Something that you're own just by forgetting a PIN code. Just by forgetting a PIN code.
It is data. It is data. You can think of it as a file, if you like. If that file gets into somebody else's hands, then you lose your money. If the hard drive with that file on it gets destroyed or corrupted or just dies, then you lose your money, which is why this problem is so hard, which is also why a lot of people are working on it. But Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are just in their infancy. This problem is going to get solved. Just like every single technical problem before it that had so much promise but hadn't yet hit usability. We were